As you see on the slide, children are dismissed to the GC Kids Club for Children's Church. Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all. This is an unusually loaded service. We have a lot in it. And the next portion will have to do with healing. First, I'd like to talk about it and share some scripture verses, and then we will invite people who are sick to come forward, and I'll open that up a little bit more when we get into this. This has to do with something that is really close to the heart of the Christian and Missionary Alliance and has been since the earliest days of our ministry in the mid to late 1800s, and that is that Jesus Christ was our Savior, our sanctifier, our healer, and our coming king. The third is the healer, and I'd like to talk about that in the next few minutes. First of all, you see Article 8 of our Statement of Faith. Provision is made in the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ for the healing of the mortal body. Prayer for the sick and anointing with oil are taught in the Scriptures and are privileges for the church in this present age. I'd like to get it in a more active voice. God has provided healing for our bodies in the death of Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us to pray for the sick and anoint them with oil. They are privileges of the church today. So, what is it we believe and why do we believe it? I'd like to break this into three parts here. First of all, healing in the cross. The second is healing in the Christ, the Messiah, Jesus. And the third is healing in the church. The first of these is healing in the cross. Very famous passage from Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. This is the story of the cross. This is the story of Jesus. And this is what we just celebrated in communion. But it says he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And then it says, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So in this ancient text of the prophet Isaiah, we see, and by his wounds we are healed. All of this, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Well, we see that evidenced actually in the life of Jesus Christ and his ministry of 3 years on this earth. Notice these verses, Matthew 4, 24, his fame spread throughout all Syria. They brought him the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics, paralytics, he healed them. Notice the breadth of that description. People who in every way were wounded or sick, not just those who had an open sore or a cut or a tumor or a broken bone, but those who were dealing with more complicated things, to include demon oppression, epilepsy, paralysis. It says to the centurion, Jesus said, go, let it be done for you as you have believed, and the servant was healed at that very moment, not even in the presence of Jesus. Matthew 8, that evening they brought him to him many who were oppressed by demons. He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. The ministry of Jesus Christ. Matthew 12, 22, a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute was brought to him. He healed him so that the man spoke and saw. Matthew 14, when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd. He had compassion on them and healed their sick. Matthew 19, large crowds followed him. He healed them there. So then we move to healing in the church. How does this happen? We see this in James' letter, in which he says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up." Just yesterday, I was with a group of elders who went to someone's house, who called for the elders to pray. "And if someone has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." There are some in the church who believe that the healings of the New Testament were for that age alone. This is not shared by the Christian and Missionary Alliance. We believe that when we read these words of James, they were not meant simply for the people who were reading them at that day, but that they were meant for the entire church of all time on this earth. So long as we're dealing with disease and issues of health, the church is to pray for people who are sick. To what extent? Let me say a few things. Salvation is the universal gift to all who trust in Jesus Christ. Number two, eternal life is the promise to every Christian, regardless of their condition. Number three, Christians experience physical death. Number four, the way of the cross is the way of suffering to which all Christians are called. The Apostle Paul was called, the other apostles were called to a life of suffering. Number five, healing is granted for the glory of God and the purposes of God. Some get prayed for. Probably the most memorable of those was Diane Skidmore. She was prayed for repeatedly, consistently, routinely, and God chose not to heal her in this life. Others have been prayed for and been healed, some instantly. All of this to the glory of God. At this point, I would like to extend an invitation. First of all, I would ask that our elders come forward. Some of you are here already. And if you wish to have prayer for healing, that you come up to the front row. We have oil, and our elders are here to lay hands on you and pray for you. Now, let me tell you what's included here. If someone is dealing with cancer or other terminal diseases, we invite you to come forward for prayer. If we have people who are facing surgery or other operations, we invite you to come forward for prayer and anointing. If you are dealing with an emotional issue that has not healed, we invite you to come forward for prayer. If you have some wound in your life that you are dealing with, we invite you to come forward for prayer. We're not just talking medical issues here. If you have a spiritual condition and you feel that that needs the anointing and the prayer of the elders of our church, please come forward. Come forward now. Anyone who is in need of anointing and prayer, come forward to our elders and they will pray with you now. While they're coming forward, let's the rest of us be in prayer. As they come forward, join with me, the rest of you. Heavenly Father, we believe in this ministry of healing. As James has instructed the church in what to do when people are sick. We saw in the life of Jesus, Lord, this ministry of healing to all who were sick, those who were possessed by demons, those who were under spiritual oppression. So, Lord, as these people are coming forward and our elders are to pray with them, we pray that you'd have pity on those who've come forward. Have mercy upon them. Extend your love in a very special way to them this morning as our elders pray with them and anoint them and by faith seek the healing of those who have come forward. We pray this to the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.